It's nice to see all of you again, and I'm glad to be with you. In the Bible class this morning, I want to talk to us for just a few minutes about expressions of faith. How do we express our faith? And faith unexpressed, really, is no faith at all. You believe that? Let me say that again. I don't want you to miss that point. Faith unexpressed is really no faith at all. Repeat that, Donnie.
Faith unexpressed is really no faith at all.
Okay. We cannot please God without faith. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Jesus said in John 8:24, for except you believe that I'm he, you know the rest of that? You'll die in your sins. When the jailer asked, what must I do to be saved? He was told, what was he told?
Be baptized.
No, what was he told?
Believe.
By the way, the word believe is a comprehensive term. In Acts 16:34, after the jailer had heard, believed, and had been baptized, you know what the Bible says about it? He believed in God. And so that's a good definition of a believer. A believer is one who has heard, believed, and has obeyed the gospel. Are you aware of that? You are now. It's imperative we know that and understand that. So in our short study this morning, I want to talk to us about some people who express their faith. And how did they do that? I began with Noah. Remember Noah? Remember, he is the fellow that we read about in the book of Genesis when God gave him a fashion. You know what the word fashion means in regards to the building of the ark? The word fashion. Who knows what that word means?
A pattern.
Huh?
Directions, pattern.
How do you know that? The scriptures identify that word fashion from the book of Acts 7 as the pattern by which he was to build. Pattern. In fact, God has never told man to build anything until he first gave him a pattern by which to build. And then he put that faith to work and got busy and got the job done. In the book of Hebrews 11:7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hebrews 11:7. Had it ever rained before the flood? Yes or no? This fact. Yes or no?
No.
Huh?
No.
How do you know that?
It says it in Genesis somewhere.
Somewhere. Okay. That's close enough. Genesis somewhere. Well, in Genesis 2:5-6. It not rained before the flood. How did the earth get its water? Yes. Who knows? This fact.
Mist came up from the ground.
Yeah, how that it came up and watered the ground. That's God's first use of water, by the way. Makes a good study of God's use of water. He watered the Eden Garden with water. And you can trace that word throughout the entire Old and New Testaments. You get a good glimpse of what it means when you think about God's use of water. How did Noah express his faith? By building an ark to sail on waters which had never fallen. By the way, is your faith that strong? Suppose you had been Noah and God calls upon you to build an ark, never rained before. I would probably have said, you may have said as well, Well, Lord, it's never rained before. I'm not sure it's going to rain. Why should I be building an ark? You see, Noah expressed his faith in the building of the ark before it ever rained. Ask her again, would you have done that had you been Noah? Would you? Think about that. Takes a lot of faith, doesn't it? But I say again, I don't want to forget the statement I made in the beginning. Faith not expressed is no faith at all. You believe that? Anybody not believe that? Good. Thus, in Genesis 6:22, the passage I want to capitalize on, thus did Noah, according to all that God said unto him, so did he. That makes a good sermon. So did he. You know, the Bible is a book of doing. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, in the kingdom of heaven, but he that what? Doeth. The will of my Father in heaven. In Luke 6:46, Jesus said, why? What's the rest of that? This side.
Call me Lord, Lord.
Who's talking? Say it again.
Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Do not try to say.
Yeah. What he's saying there, if you really think I'm the Lord, why don't you do what I say? Noah expressed his faith by being a doer of what the Lord said. Jesus is said to be the author of eternal salvation to them that do what? This side. Obey him. In the final book, in Revelation 22 and verse 14, blessed are they that, you know the next word? The do it. Do it what?
His commandments.
Got to do it. Number two. There's a statement found in the book of also the Old Testament and repeated in the New. He went out not knowing whether he went. Who's that said about?
Abram.
I thought his name was Abram. Huh? I explain that. God changed his name, didn't he? Remember that? Yeah. The Abraham. In the book of Genesis, God called upon him to leave his country. Go. Now, had you and I been going, we would probably have asked no telling how many questions. What would you have asked? I'll start over here. What question might you have asked?
Where am I going?
Where am I going? What else might you have asked?
What am I doing when I get there?
Huh?
What do I do when I get there?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? Why? Wait a minute, Lord. Hold on. You don't know how busy I am. I got a lot of... Donnie?
Irons in the fire.
Got irons in the fire. What does that mean?
A lot of things to do.
A lot of things to do. Any of you got a lot of, too many irons in the fire? There's no way to remedy that to just take some of them out. Anyway, I might say, Lord, I've just started farming. I just got the corn planted. Or, huh? I've got things to do. You must have me mixed up with somebody else. Is that what Abraham said? Huh? The Bible I read says in Hebrews 11:8 that by faith, there's the kicker. You know what a kicker is? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he had received for an inheritance, went out, not knowing whether he went. Hebrews 11, just took off. Would you have done that, by the way, had you been Abraham? Would you? Before you answer, you need to do some serious thinking. right? In the book of Genesis 12, how many promises did God give Abraham? Who knows?
Three.
How many?
Three.
Can you name them?
Land promise, the nation promise, and all nations would be blessed.
What is it? Nation. There's three.
All nations be blessed.
Let's just say that. Another. What's the next?
Land. Nation.
There's another.
Seed. Name.
Huh?
The name?
Seed.
That's.
Seed. Yeah. That's a good study what the Bible says about seed from that passage through the entire New Testament. God made of them the greatest nation there was. None that are equal. Are any of those promises not completely fulfilled yet? Yes or no? Huh? You say no? Let me rephrase my question. Are any of these promises still being fulfilled today? Yes or no? Or do you know? I'm listening. Sure, one of them is. Which one is? The land? No, they got all the land that God promised them. Joshua said they got it all. Even there are those who think there's still land for the people. They got it all. He made them a great nation. What about the seed? The seed promise is still going on. Do you know that? Who can tell me when that happens? Anybody? Besides Donnie? You better know Donnie. Every time a person is what?
Baptized.
That seed promise is being fulfilled. How do you know that? Tell us, Don.
Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 28.
Okay. What does that say? You know, read that for me, Don. Real quick.
For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And in verse 28 he says, if you then be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Yeah, there you go. We're still recipients of that seed promise every time you see somebody obey the gospel. Is that something? Has God ever made a promise that he hadn't kept? I don't know of any of you. Do we sing the song around here, Standing on the Promises? You know that? Great song, man. You know, that's an excellent Bible class series, God's Promises. Promises made and promises kept. Where'd that come from? A trucking company makes that, you know. You seen that ad? A truck can come out of Ohio. Promises made and promises kept. Went out, not knowing whether he went. Faith must be expressed in one word. What's the word?
Obedience.
Faith unexpressed. Don't forget this. You don't remember anything else. Faith unexpressed, or faith not expressed, is no faith at all. If you don't express it, forget it. You don't have any. You tell me, I've got faith in God, I've got faith, but don't do anything about it, you don't have it. You just thought you did. Any questions about either one of these two? Noah, thus did Noah. Abraham. The third one I want to mention to us about expression of faith comes from Genesis chapter 22. There are three words. God Well, who knows the next word? I'm just...
Provide.
Who said that? Who said that? Don?
Abraham.
What in the world is that about? God will provide. Once again, Abraham's faith is called upon to offer his boy. How many boys did he have? I mean, what about this boy he's going to offer? What was kind of special about this boy?
He was given to Abraham and Sarah in their old age.
Okay. What else was really special about it? Yeah. Pretty important, isn't it? God said, get up, go to a mountain, and kill your boy. Your son, your only son. There, promised. What might you have said had you been Abraham? Wait a minute, God, you must have the wrong boy. That through him there's going to be some things that's going to be done. And surely you don't want me to kill him. Let me ask you this question in advance. Did Abraham kill his boy? Yes or no? Yes or no? Come on. This side, besides Donnie.
No.
Yes. You don't think he did? So far as God was concerned, he killed his son. Right, Donnie?
Verse 16.
What does it say?
He said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and has not withheld thy son, thine only son.
Yeah. Now, he didn't actually kill him. Don't misunderstand the story. But so far as God's concerned, he killed his boy.
John, in verse 18, says Abraham was obedient. God said, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Yeah. You see, Abraham expressed his faith in God by saying, God will provide. Do you feel that way about God? You ever get to thinking, I don't know what we're going to have to eat tomorrow. Don't look like many of us have lost very many meals. Do we? God will provide. I don't know what I'm going to wear. God will provide. If we will do what? Matthew 6:33. Who knows what that says without reading?
Look. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Seek ye
first.
That means second or first? First. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Sometimes it's heaven. Sometimes it's the church. Seek ye first God's kingdom and God's righteousness and all these things. What kind of things? What does that phrase, all these things, have to do? What's that about? Things it just mentioned. How tall you are, how short, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. Yeah. Stuff. You know what? Is the word stuff in the Bible, by the way? This side. Yes or no? This side. It is 13 times. Stuff. Sometimes we get hung up on stuff to the point we're not willing to do what God said. They go to the mountain. The Bible said that Abraham went yonder to worship. Yonder. You know, we've got a bunch of people around who are saying everything you do is worship. Do you believe that? Is everything a person does worship? No. It said Abraham went yonder to worship. Had everything Abraham had been doing was worship, he would not have needed to go yonder to worship. He'd already worshiped. Isn't it crazy to come to things that some of our brethren concoct? Everything you do is worship. A fellow by the name of Root, R-O-O-T, Root, wrote two books. Member of the Church of Christ, he says. And he says, everything you do is worship. He said, I've got a friend who plays basketball. And when he bounces that basketball, that's worship. He said, a lady works at the restroom. She cleans tables. When she's wiping that table, she's at worship. It's a bunch of foolishness. Then Abraham went yonder to worship. And what question did his son ask? Who knows?
But where's the offering?
Yeah. What would you have said as a father? He said, God will provide. He ties him up, gets the knife out. What are you doing, Dad? I'm getting this knife out. And I'm going to kill you. What happened? Abraham already said God will provide. And before he could strap the knife in the heart of his boy or wherever he wanted to stick it, what happened?
Angel of the Lord.
Huh?
Angel of the Lord.
Ram caught him and he offered something in his place. Now that's faith, folks. When he said, God will provide. You feel that way? Put the knife back up, Abraham. You don't need it. So far as God's concerned, let me just say that again so you won't misunderstand. So far as God was concerned, he offered, Abraham offered the boy. Because had he not been stopped, would he have stuck the knife in his boy? Huh? Would he? Yes. He would. That's the kind of faith he had. I ask you again, do you have that kind of faith? Don't answer out loud. Just ponder that in your mind. I like that story, don't you? Expression of faith. Here's another one. They passed through the Red Sea. That's in the book of Exodus 14. What a thought, coming to the Red Sea with the idea of crossing while being pursued by the Egyptians, yet Israel did just that. Hebrews 11:29 says, by faith, they expressed their faith. They passed through the Red Sea as a dry ground, while the Egyptians were saved to doom were drowned. God sent a way. What was the direction of that way? East, west, north, and south?
East.
Huh?
East.
East, west? That's right. And dried up the waters. Dry ground. But on either side of them is a wall. A wall of what? Water. Picture yourself back there. Going to walk through this path, and there stands a wall of water. You ever see water stand up like that? I might have said, I don't know what you have said. You may have said it as well. I don't know. I'm not sure that water's going to stand up there. I don't know about that. Put yourself in his their place. But by faith, they walked across on dry ground. That water continued to stay there? No. After they get through there, here come the Egyptians, and what happened? Those walls, they did fall. But by faith, they passed through the Red Sea. Did you know that in 1 Corinthians 10, you know what that's called?
Baptism.
You know there's they were baptized. Somebody said, but they weren't immersed in water. They weren't. But they were immersed. Wall of water on either side, and what's over the top of it? A crack. And so they were immersed in all of that. That's what you call a baptism in 1 Corinthians 10, the first two verses. The paths of Moses in the cloud and in the sea. How many baptisms are mentioned in the Bible? This side. You know? Come on. This side. You don't know this.
Three?
Multiply that times two.
Six.
Six. There are six Bible baptisms. Do you know that? Somebody said, I thought Paul said there's just one. He did. Ephesians 4. There are four in the past. There's one in the future. And that leaves one for today. One in the past, one in the future. And you don't want that one. That's fire baptism. When you're immersed in a lake of fire. And the one for today is the one that Jesus talked about when he said he did believe that he's baptized shall be saved. Mark 6:6. That's a good study, don't it? Bible baptism. You ever study that here? That's a good sermon. Maybe Donnie preach that for us someday. He knows about all that. Four in the past, rather. One in the future. One for the present. They passed through the Red Sea. By faith. The walls of Jericho fell down after. Remember that story, the walls of Jericho fell down? By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about how many days? How many days they go around this wall? How many?
7 days.
13. 13 times. And they were to, the walls, they were to do three things. Walk around the walls 13 times, 6 and 7, right? That's 13. Then they do two of the things. Do what? Come on. Blow a ram's horn and
shout.
Had you been those people, would you have had that kind of faith? I don't think walking around the walls is going to have anything to do with it, would you? And our shouting, surely not, and blowing a ram's horn or silly things like that, surely that won't work. But they had enough faith in God to do what the Lord said. That's faith expressed, my friend. Got any questions about that one? Let me give you another one. I got a bunch of them. Time's running out. One from the New Testament. The Apostle Paul and his company were shipwrecked in Acts chapter 27. That was from a contagious sea wind. And dangerous storm. They thought everybody was going to be lost. But they were told by an angel of God, there won't be any loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. They had one condition. Stay in the ship. I may have thought, Lord, it's almost stormy out here. I'm just afraid if we stay in that ship, we won't survive. We better get on the lifeboat and get out of here. But they were assured of God that nobody would be hurt except you abide in the ship. That's where they stayed. What you have done in Acts 27, you stayed in the ship. But you've had that much faith in God. Would you? The expression of faith is, it shall be even as it was told me. If God said it, I believe it. If God told us, I've got faith in what he said, and I'm going to do it. Thanks for being in our study today. Any questions? I've roused with you. There's a gang of these kind of ideals that the Bible promotes. All of them are expressions of faith. That's a great, long study. Sometimes. Thank you very much.